T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The all-new Bernstein and Rahimi Show. Middays, 9 a.m. to noon on The Score.
No more Layla Wednesdays. Now it's Layla every day.
Hear the air horn.
Layla weekdays all the time.
Reasonable, level-headed, informed sports talk for your workday.
Do you like syllables? Bernstein and Rahimi is the show for you.
Dan Bernstein.
2 Vicodin and a half a bottle of Hennessy.
Layla Rahimi. Bernstein and Rahimi, 9 a.m. to noon.
That is the show, so get used to it.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Let's get to some of that reasonable level-headedness that everybody loves.
No.
We're broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios. That will never not be funny. Brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. We have plenty of bears to talk today because this is the nadir of bearsdom right now. They literally celebrated a 6-game losing streak.
We know that.
Look at us. We had a 6-game losing streak. This is awesome. Good Lord, man. We're going to be joined by Hub Arkish at 10 o'clock. He'll take some phone calls in his second segment. We've got a jam-packed midday midway for you, where we're going to cause all kinds of international crises, because that's what we seem to do. And then Kevin Fishbane will be along at 11. He of the Bears beat on The Athletic. You heard his voice asking some questions yesterday on what was really the only really outstanding performance yesterday was by the assembled Bears media. 312-644-6767. Now, that's what we call the Score listener line. And it's powered by BetQL. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. If you want to email us, you email Bernstein Rahimi at 670thescore.com. You go there to listen to us live. We stream at 670thescore.com. You can text us. That's the text zone, brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time. Shop online at RosenHyundai.com. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter's at Bernstein Rahimi. She is at Layla Rahimi. I am at Dan_Bernstein. Also, download the radio.com app, stream The Score on your mobile devices, and you can interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. You want to watch the proceedings? You can. That's at Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. You can be a part of the chat there, too, moderated by Brian Gertsch. He handles the video feed. Jay Zawoski is the executive producer, and Rick Camp is on the board. So we had, you know, both of us were just going through all these notes that we took sitting there and listening live. And I was just, I guess, not amazed, but noted how unanimous the reaction was, how unanimously negative, and how everybody from anybody with an opinion, whose job it is to have an opinion, down to the what we're seeing on Twitter from fans, is that everybody thought the Bears just created an 87-minute showing of a collective ass.
We knew it was going to be, I don't know if bad is the right word, but we knew it wasn't going to be good. But then to have it be peak Bears was something else. And what bothers me is, I think if they talked more often, at least if Ryan Pace talked more often, I don't necessarily have to hear all the time from George and Ted, although if Ted's the one in charge, then maybe so. But this is why we want to hear from these people. This is why the GMs talk to the media throughout the seasons regularly. So it doesn't turn into this sort of defensive tone when there is a meeting.
We know that.
That's why. That's why you talk to people on a regular basis. You know what's funny is I think that "we know that" was part of the Allen Robinson discussion if I recall, where Ryan Pace says, well, you know how we feel about Allen Robinson. We don't. We don't know how you feel about Allen Robinson because you haven't addressed the fact that he's in a free agent year. There has been no discussion about a contract situation. Allen Robinson is the only one who's talked. And that's the importance of why you need to talk to us, because we're all trying to figure this out. And you owe them an answer. You owe your fans an answer. You care about them in that press conference. You can't see them in the stands. Then you owe them answers right here.
And here's the problem. Everything you're saying is absolutely correct. It isn't just frequency with Ryan Pace. That's a huge part of it. The fact that he'll go on and he'll answer friendly questions that I don't know if he has sort of right of first refusal or prior restraint in any of them. But he will answer friendly questions and make that sort of sanitized appearance. But when he does meet the media, he never says anything. He says, well, we got to respect that we can't talk about that right now. I mean, if you actually go through his words, whether it's at the Senior Bowl, pre-draft, post-draft, never says anything. The lack of transparency and the fear that shows, like, what, when you compare it to whether it's Rick Hahn or even now what Stan Bowman is doing, but what Theo Epstein was so good at was being more available when times were tougher. When they were going through a difficult patch, he would walk down to the dugout. He would go out of his way. The president would go out of his way. In the more difficult times, he was more likely to be visible and available and would answer any question. And he'd get prickly with you if it merited. But there was a desire to tell people what you were doing and why you were doing it. And the Bears don't have that desire. And the overarching theme for me is insularity, is they don't know what they don't know. They think they know. They think they have a good culture. That they're not just saying it. That's what's shocking. They think they have this great culture. They don't know what they don't know about their own team, because they don't really get out of there, and there's no oxygen and there's no sunlight, and it just it's ingrown. That entire organization's ingrown.
That's a valid criticism.
You're going to put it that way, and I'm going to say that there's little out of the office accountability going on. And that was one of my big takeaways, too, is when George McCaskey says he talks to other football people, and the other football people that he mentioned are Mara and Bidwell and I believe Rooney. The Rooney family. Yeah, I'm just like, so three of your competitors. You talk to your competitors.
Right, they're incentivized to help you lose, not win.
Right, and that's baffling to me. And somebody brought it up later, maybe it was Lawrence, but they talked about how John McDonough had been with two teams in town, and he was somebody people talked to. You could talk to Northwestern up the street, who's developed an excellent athletic program, given their situation and what they had to work with and how that has been a springboard for people for more success. You can talk to other people in football who aren't your competitors. You can actually have a football CEO, which I realize now, Dan, that you mentioned after what we heard yesterday, is more crucial than ever if Ryan Pace isn't in charge and Ted is still in charge of their contracts. You could do that, but there's all these different ways that you can build in accountability. Mike Lombardi talks about it on the Pace level every week. And now we see top down what that is. The fish rots from the head.
I'm livid about their use of accountability, because there is none. It's as if they believe saying the word accountability enough means that accountability exists. But that was an absolute manifestation of the very lack of accountability. When he asks himself the questions, did we get the quarterback exactly right? No. Did we win enough games? No. But you're answering both yes, because there's no accountability. You know, did we get it right? Right enough. Did we win enough games? Yeah, apparently we did. You know, the next question for me, once he asks himself those rhetoricals, did we get the quarterback exactly right? No. Did we win enough games? No. The next question is, why is that okay? Why is that okay?
Right.
If the answer to those is no, why is that okay?
And then the answer was, well, they're learning on the job. This is the National Football League. Billions of dollars run through it every day. And I'd say a lot of money from fans run through it every day, depending on your level of spending with the team. What? What? Learning on the job.
After 6 years.
Your objective is to win. Your objective is to win, not to learn. And then Mark Potash took one for the team. The media was absolutely outstanding yesterday. I can't illustrate to you how difficult it is to ask those questions in a regular setting, much less over Zoom. Props to the Bears for continuing the question and answer portion. But when Mark Potash said, what went behind your decision and the mistakes that you made to draft Mitch Trubisky over Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes, and what confidence do you have knowing that you would get it right later after he's already made the Nick Foles decision? Ryan Pace didn't answer the question, and the closest we got to it was he said, well, he feels better because Matt Nagy, Dave Ragone, John DeFilippo, and Bill Lazor are all in the building with him. And that goes back to what I was talking earlier. Those are four coaches. Their job isn't to draft necessarily, although I'm sure they can understand talent when they see it. But you just said that other people doing their jobs outside of their description is going to help you do yours after 6 years?
Idiot. It's insulting. It's insulting to us when we say, when he makes that call. And I remember I was in the checkout line at Jewel when my phone's buzzing and the Bears have made this trade. And I literally said, holy bleep. And I was like, what? Are you okay? And I said, yeah, Ryan Pace just traded half the draft to move up a spot for Mitch Trubisky. And I said, well, that's it for him. Boy, this is it. He's made his call. He's pushed in. And he even used the term. He said all in. He said it. We're all in. And after the Mac deal, we're all in. Well, you busted out, and he's still at the table. He literally used the poker metaphor of going all in, and it doesn't matter that he's sitting there with no chips. The Bears said, "That's okay. You can keep betting. That's all right. We'll get you more chips. Here you go. You're fine. You're doing fine. But going all in and busting out should mean you're out."
No one to hold him and no one to fold him. Am I correct?
Walk away, run, or have somebody kick you out of the room.
You know, and the other thing is he talks about learning on the job, and I don't necessarily know that that's the case either. He's overcorrected for previous mistakes, which we have discussed in depth on this show. They bring up Cole Kmet. Well, Cole Kmet was a reaction because you didn't draft George Kittle and you did draft Adam Shaheen. Nick Foles was a reaction because you drafted Mitch Trubisky. You threw Mitch under the bus yesterday.
It's amazing to me that their reality, their disconnect, if they really do see, it would be one thing if I thought that this was all sort of cynical. It would almost be better. I don't want to say better. I would think about it differently if I thought they were just lying. And they were just saying, all right, well, look, we'll go out there, we'll say this, we'll say this, we'll say this, we'll get out of their business, we'll cash our checks, everything's good. But they believe it. They think this is real. They think that they're learning, that Ted and George think that these guys are learning on the job. They think they're the right people. They think they have a good culture. It wasn't coming from some cynical place yesterday, where they were just saying stuff. They believe this stuff, and it's not true.
Let's boil it down. You consult your competitors for advice. You had a 6-game losing streak happen because of bad football decisions. Another team lost, so you can make the playoffs. You did win the games afterward and before the playoffs, but they were also the 3 worst defenses in the NFL by DVOA. You then lose in the playoffs. And you're saying you don't want to tell people the length of your contracts. Ted isn't involved, but yet he's the one who is confirming these facts for us as a media collective. You said the quarterback was wrong, but he gave you the best chance to win. And if this were really about winning, then wouldn't you have thought about that before you decided to throw him under the bus in this press conference? You would say, if it wasn't about culture and it were about winning, wouldn't you say he gives us the best chance to win right now? Because you decided that during the season. And then you throw him under the bus in that press conference. Well, football is not the important thing here. Now, is it?
Especially when there's a scoreboard. that tells the truth to all of us. You're not operating in a vacuum. You're not operating. It's not some private business where only you know how well you're doing. We know. We watch it every week. We scream at the television. There are outcomes, and they're carrying themselves as if these outcomes, if the success or failure, is some sort of nebulous secret.
I get the frustration. Trust me, I understand. I get it.
I don't think so.
Yeah, you acknowledged it. They did a really good job acknowledging. And I don't necessarily think that McCaskey George deserves the harshest of criticism. And I think it's because we know he's a ticket guy, he's a business guy, and that's what he knows. But don't be afraid to solicit outside opinions of a football person who's not somebody who's another family in the league.
Well, or it's Ernie.
Don't
of course.
Be afraid of that.
Or it's some league-sanctioned guy with the same connections and roadkill on his head. When we come back, we should hear what Olin Krutz had to say. Very, very strong stuff earlier on these airwaves. And I think when you start listening to what Olin specifically is saying right now, I'll tell you why I think it matters and it carries extra weight. He's not just some former player, not just some broadcaster. And the context, I think, is important. We're going to get to that next. Bernstein and Rahimi on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Have we gotten the quarterback situation completely right? No. Have we won enough games? No. Everything else is there.
Go Bears!
Why is it okay to have not gotten those things right? You're supposed to
Rick
get
Campling
them right.
Rick Campling Dreams and Nightmares is just to troll me right now, and that's so messed up.
Yeah.
The best part is it's a Philadelphia Eagles song for when Nick Foles is a quarterback, and now none of that is like actually a thing anymore.
I understand. I get it.
The coach got fired. The quarterback is here. We just heard that mess yesterday. It has now turned into the nightmare portion of Dreams and Nightmares.
Well, that's a valid criticism.
There's a lot of that yesterday.
Why must you take something sacred and ruin it for me?
Well,
that's a valid criticism. There's a lot of that. And then there was no real resolution to any of it. So we got to leave it to some people on the outside. And we know that Olin Krutz has some tight relationships with a lot of current Chicago Bears. Olin's got his private gym where he does high-end workouts for pro athletes and future pro athletes. And there is an ecosystem. I think people should understand, and you know this, you're familiar with this in baseball, with places like Driveline and independent gyms and trainers and players going outside the team bubble to find their own answers. And it's happening more across pro sports. Football is part of that too, and I can tell you that it's happening here in Chicago. And I know in hockey there are individual trainers. Austin Matthews is working with Patrick Kane's guy named Ian Mack, who was training people out of my gym at Lincoln Park Athletic Club for a while, and I got to watch these workouts and see pro hockey players there doing some of this stuff. That's what guys do. That's outside the building. When Olin talks about culture, it's coming from a different place than just, say, Mike Lombardi or any one of us or Hub or other experts. Olin's got a different kind of connection because of his involvement. So when you hear him talk, there's added weight to the stuff he says. Listen between the words. Listen to where he's leading you on some of this stuff, because this was this morning, former Bears center Olin Krutz with Mully and Haw talking about all that discussion of culture.
You thought they would come out and give you the reasons why they were keeping Coach Nagy and Ryan Pace, and they gave you culture and collaboration. Now, if you talk about their culture, we just watched two of their wide receivers punch the same guy in the face. And then, you know, the Green Bay game after the bye week, Coach Dungy talks about their effort, and that's a direct reflection on culture. And their starting quarterback questioned their culture after the season. So I guess if everybody gets along, nothing else matters to the Bears up there. And it's just the reasons they gave you for why they kept the two guys in charge of their football operation didn't make a lot of sense. You wanted to know how they were going to fix the offense that has progressively got worse since Coach Nagy has arrived in the building. You want to know how they're going to fix the defense that has got worse since Fangio walked out of the building. So since just by stats, guys, Coach Nagy, since he's arrived, the Chicago Bears have only gotten worse. And you want to hear them talk about that and tell you that they think Ryan Pace and Coach Nagy are improving at their job, and that's why they're keeping them. Instead, they went the route of culture and collaboration, and it didn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah, and I think that there are so many issues with this football team that aren't obvious in terms of their solution. There are a lot of things, and Olin, you have put your finger on it a long time ago. The problem is they can't score. The problem is they can't score touchdowns, and they kind of avoid that. The idea that you can actually stand at a news conference and say, you know, okay, we didn't get the quarterback right and we don't win, but my God, our culture is beautiful. It's just corporate doublespeak. It's nonsense.
It really is, and that's what you were watching yesterday. And that's I think that they didn't have answers, but they came out and instead of just admitting, like, we have to fix the offense, we have to look for why we're not scoring points. We don't know why, because how many times do we have Coach Nagy just basically talk about the run game, right? I have to fix the run game. It was after the Oakland game last year, in the bye week, he's talking about we got to fix the run game. It doesn't get fixed, right? They have to fix the offensive line. They said last year at the end of the year press conference, the offensive line was broken, and that was real. So they fired the offensive line coach, hired Juan Castillo, and didn't bring in any offensive linemen. So they didn't think it was a talent problem, but they were wrong there too. And if you're the head of the Bears organization, the fact that they've been trying to fix this offense and this run game and scoring points for years, for about 2.5 years, and they haven't, that's got to worry you. Do they know how to fix their problems? And these are the things you want to hear them talk about yesterday, but they didn't. And you know, it's frustrating when you listen to them say, okay, you've heard so much about the run game from Coach Nagy at press conferences this year and last year, and then on game day, they trot out Jimmy Graham, Cordero Patterson, and Ryan Nall. I think you're lying to me.
Ooh. That is
it's
very, very strong stuff from someone whose current connections within the team are stronger and deeper than a lot of us who are professionally commenting on what's going on. So keep Olin in mind and listen to him very, very carefully when you hear him on these airwaves weighing in on the Bears. I think he's aware of a culture that's a little different from the one the Bears think they have.
Anytime somebody flat out says on a broadcast entity, you're lying to me, that's pretty big. And the fact that it was Olin makes it even more significant.
We've got a caller who is often out when the Bears are in the news. It's Bobby in Saginaw, Michigan on the Bernstein and Rahimi Show on The Score. What's happening, Bobby?
Hey, what's going on? Layla, congrats on the permanent gig. The Score is better off, no doubt, with you every day. So congrats.
Thanks.
Look, you know, Dan, I've been listening to your show forever, you know, as a sports fan. And I always took, like, great joy in that caller who calls in and tells you they've been a Bears fan since the 70s. And until they get rid of the McCaskies, you know, they're never going to win. And, you know, it always humored me, you know, as a young guy, because ownership, I mean, just get a GM who can draft a quarterback and figure out the rest, right? I mean, what does ownership have to really do with it? But with every press conference, those guys that call in their Chicago accent, I resonate with them more and more every year. It's so hard not to be pessimistic because, you know, George McCaskey and Ted Phillips yesterday literally said that as long as the two guys collaborate and make the wrong decision, they seem to value that more than winning football games and drafting the right players. So, you know, I'm not really sure what look, these guys don't know what they're doing. The McCaskies, they don't know football.
We know that.
Right. And yeah, exactly. and then I think my favorite part was citing the 6-game losing streak as the reason why we've got the right football people. I mean, it's really shocking how out of touch they are. Now, moving forward, it seems like they're setting up a prove-it year in year 7 for the GM. You know, prove that he knows what he's doing. Now, let's walk that out. What if he mortgages more future picks to draft a quarterback this year? So wouldn't he just be getting a 2 to 3 year window after that to see if this quarterback works? Or maybe they play like cap games and they can get a guy like Matt Ryan. But then what offense are they going to run? I mean, does the coach know how to then maximize the veteran good quarterback? What is the direction of the football team?
Because they don't have one. The honest answer is, Bobby, they don't have one. They didn't declare one. They don't think they need one. They don't know. And then when asked directly about it, well, the season just ended a couple days ago. What do you expect us to know things? I mean, they punted multiple times when asked directly. It's like, okay, you believe in these guys. What's the plan? Where are we going? Well, you can't ask us that now. We're still having our exit meetings. We're just starting in on that stuff. You can't ask us our direction now. It was embarrassing. It really was. I wish I could give you something more satisfactory about their direction, but they don't know, so we don't know.
Well, and then Bobby made a really good point because he's working through the same things that I think I was working through yesterday, process-wise. And he says, well, if you bring in a guy like a veteran quarterback, and he mentions Matt Ryan and says, you know, but do you know how to use him? Wasn't Nick Foles supposed to be that guy?
Yeah, and how long did it take for them to figure out how to use Mitchell Trubisky? That took 3 years. You know, before they were able to retrofit their offense. And they never figured out properly how to use Nick Foles, despite everything they said about collaborative relationships. He's worked with Bill Lazor. He's worked with John DeFilippo. He knows the system. He knows Matt Nagy. And none of that matters. None of it meant anything, but it still means something to them because it allows them to diffuse responsibility.
Well, they're also their guys. You know, it's their guys. Is that more important than winning games? That should be your baseline. What is going to win you a game? What are the best choices you can make to win more games? And like I said, the way Trubisky was addressed in that press conference, while I wholeheartedly appreciate the final acknowledgement that, yes, you made the poor decision at quarterback drafting in 2017, and you could argue the other two quarterback choices you made in Glennon and Foles weren't exactly spot on either. You also just called out the guy who's given your team this year to get out of that famous losing streak that you're so proud about. You just threw that guy under the bus. So is that giving your team the best chance to win? Like, if that's the mission statement, just start with that for the algebra equation. Everything else looks totally different in perspective.
She's Leila Rahimi. I'm Dan Bernstein. Hub Arkish is going to join us for a little Thursday one-off. We've got him in the first segment. You have him in the second segment. He was there yesterday asking questions. I imagine he's still as bewildered as the rest of us, and he'll join us next on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.